know, the most important aspect of a spiritual counselor's life. That's why spiritual counselor must learn this art of praying. All of us should know very happily and very proudly that it was one man who prayed on the boat called Jaladuta when he was alone. Krishna taba punya habe bhai. If you desire Krishna, please empower my tongue. Please give me words to change the hearts of millions of people who are living in the West or in the material life and all over the world. Because that one person prayed sincerely alone in the boat when nobody was with him to even watch also. Neither he wrote the prayer for anyone to know. It was only between him and Krishna. Somehow it was publicized later on. And we have that full prayer. It's in the song book also. But that was a sincere prayer. And that is why today we are in millions of number, we are together chanting Hare Krishna. By the power of one person, there are 650 centers in the world today. There are millions of books, crores of books are distributed today. And there are so many people have changed, transformed their lives today. Just see the power of one person's prayer. So when the prayer is performed in such a depth, with such a sincerity, such a selfless way, without any ulterior motivation, you can see the effect of that. Even that prayer was done on the boat of Jaladuta in 1965 in the middle of the ocean. The effect of the prayer is eternal. It's like a time bomb. It doesn't seem to be ceasing. The prayer is continuously being answered and answered and answered and answered. That's why the prayer is supposed to be eternal. Completely spiritual. And prayer crosses all barriers of time, space and circumstances. Even lifetimes also. I'll talk about it later on. We know that out of 9 processes of bhakti, which Prahlad Maharaj explained, vandanam is one of the important aspects. Prabhupada always explained that any one of these processes can lead us back to home, back home, back to Godhead. So even vandanam, who is the acharya for vandanam? Akrura Prabhu. Akrura Maharaj. So Akrura is the acharya for prayers, and by learning the proper method of prayers, one can invoke the very presence of the Lord in our lives, in our own lives. It is Prabhupada said, without affection and love, our prayers will not be offered, attended properly. Or our prayers may not be offered properly also, and also responded properly. So then Prabhupada said that we should pray to the Lord, O Lord, please give me love so that I can pray properly. This is what Prabhupada said. So it is so important to learn to pray with proper consciousness. And we have so many prayers. Srimad Bhagavatam is full of prayers. So you can enumerate what prayers you remember of Srimad Bhagavatam. Queen Kunti's prayers. Yes. Prahlad Maharaj's prayers. And who else? Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. Akrura's prayers. What about Gajendra's prayers? The most famous prayers, Rajendra Moksha Stotra, Brahma's prayers, demigod's prayers, Queen Kunti's prayers, yes, who else? Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. There was typical thing about Dhruva Maharaj's prayers. Dhruva Maharaj wanted to offer prayers to Lord Vishnu, Lord Narayan, but he had no words because he was Kshatriya, he didn't have Brahminical intelligence. So the Lord touched him with his conscience, and the prayers, you know, just like they came like a pearl, necklace of pearl. This came out of his mouth. He was stressed. So, even if we can't pray by our own capacity, we can pray to the Lord, as Prabhupada said, pray for the ability to pray. And because Lord touched him conscience, he did that to him in that particular way, but he can do with us in inconceivable ways, invisible ways. But when we pray for the power to pray, you will get the power to pray, and that power that you will receive for praying will be answered by the Lord in you. The Lord Himself gave him conscience and himself heard the prayers, which was by his power only. Right? So there was a unique feature of the prayers of Dhruva Maharaj. About Gajendra's prayers, Gajendra was in the jaw of death. Is that right? His life was in the jaw of the crocodile. Our life is also like that only. The teeth are like variety of experiences that we go through. Sometimes we are in between two teeth, we feel we are so happy in life. Again we go another teeth, tooth, then we feel life is so miserable. Again we go through in between the two teeth, we feel we are so happy in life. But all of us are in the big mouth of the crocodile of death. And what are his prayers? He remembered his prayers done as the previous life. What was he in previous life? Indradumna. He was not the Indradumna of Jagannath story. He was another Indradumna. But as Indradumna, he had performed lot of prayers. Prayed a long, long time under his guidance of his Gurudev. And the prayers are so powerful, if you learn them once, it may be possible that it may remind you of those prayers in the next life also. So Gajendra remembered in that very precarious situation the prayers that he had learned to offer in the previous lifetime. It came to his rescue. So what will happen in our life if we learn to pray, and when we go into a crisis of situations, those prayers which we have learned before will come at your rescue. And we will be able to pray at that time, at that right time, in the right way. So Gajendra's success was that he prayed in the past life and he remembered those prayers when he was at the right crisis of life, most helpless. His prayers were not offered as a formality or a ritual. The prayers were from heart, helplessly offered. So the prayer when we offer, it should not be done as a ritual. Many times in the childhood we are doing Shubham Karoti Kalyanam, Anandam Sarasarada. So many things we pray at home. Ram Raksha, we speak, our mothers have taught us. But all those were mechanical prayers. When we came to Krishna consciousness, we actually know now the meaning of those prayers. So Prabhupada says, please offer your prayers from the heart, not as a ritual or a formality. If you do it a formality, it won't be responded. Because God is a matter of heart. He is Bhavagrahi Janardhan. He only takes the bhav of the activity. Even though improperly, imperfectly performed, if the bhav is right, he accepts the bhav. You may not be able to chant the prayers properly, or you may not be able to say it melodiously, or very beautiful Shastriya tune. But if the bhav is there, it affects the Lord. And the Lord is moved by those prayers. But to speak of the Lord, when the people who are with you, when you are praying, when they get moved, they come and tell you, this is what I felt when I was in the prayer. People always respond to you. That is a proof that Lord is listening to you. If you pray and people like being with you when you pray and they come and tell you, I felt very touched by the prayer that you were reciting, it's a certificate from the Lord that I am also listening to your prayers. The Lord responds to you through his devotees. Right? So even if you feel not qualified as Dhruva, our sincerity of heart will invoke Lord's blessing for us. Now the prayers are classified into three gunas, three modes of material nature. Like the prayers done by Ravana, Hiranyakashipu are in the mode of Tamoguna, ignorance. Because they also prayed, no? To Lord Brahma. Ravana also prayed to Lord Shiva, then Brahma. Hiranyakashipu prayed for 1000 celestial years. And what did he ask for? Give me powers, I can conquer everybody. So his prayers are like, the results that he wants of the prayers is to destroy everybody, to control everybody, to conquer everybody. It's a very destructive mood that are called as prayers in Tamoguna. Then there are prayers in Rajaguna. We ask for wealth, fame, prosperity, for good health, promotion. So on the level of Karmaphala, you want to pray for some result to come. Then there are prayers in the mode of goodness. Anybody can explain what are the prayers of goodness?
Long life, health.
Yeah. Peace. To let this person get free from suffering. Let there be peace. Let there be good health. Like that. Freedom from sufferings, happiness, health. We can give example of Mother Teresa. She was always offering prayers in the mode of goodness. That let there be no suffering. What we say? Sarve sukhina bhavantu. Sarve santu niramaya. Let there be no suffering in the world. Let there be always happiness. This is a good prayer. Devotees also should learn to have this prayer. And there is one more prayer which I learned, which Arvind Mafatlal, the father of Krishnananda Prabhu, used to have a radio program in my childhood at 9:30 in the morning on Sunday. Natvaham kamaye rajyam na swargam నా పునర్భవం కామయే దుఃఖ తప్తానాం ప్రాణినాం ఆర్తి నాశనం. సంథింగ్ లైక్ నా ధనం నా జనం నా సుందరం, యు నో ఐ డో నాట్ వాంట్ వెల్త్ ఆఫ్ ది హెవెన్లీ ప్లానెట్స్, ఐ డో నాట్ వాంట్ కింగ్డమ్స్, ఐ డోంట్ వాంట్ వరల్డ్లీ అక్విజిషన్స్, ఐ ఓన్లీ వాంట్ అ సిచ్యువేషన్ వేర్ ఆల్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హు ఆర్ సఫరింగ్ షుడ్ గెట్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ సఫరింగ్. లైక్ అవర్ వాసుదేవ్ దత్త, వాట్ డిడ్ హి సే? లెట్ మీ స్టే ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఫర్ ఇటర్నిటీ టు సఫర్ ద రియాక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దోస్ హు ఆర్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ లెట్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ ఓ మై లార్డ్ గౌరంగ గో బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ అండ్ విత్ యూ. సమ్ సిమిలర్ బట్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఆఫ్ వాసుదేవ దత్త ఈజ్ నాట్ ఆన్ మెటీరియల్ ప్లాట్ఫామ్. యట్ రియల్ కంపాషన్ అండ్ ఫీలింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఫర్ ఆల్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఆన్ ఎర్త్. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ దాట్ బై ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ వాసుదేవ దత్తస్ ప్రేయర్ లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు వాజ్ సో ఓవర్వెల్డ్. హీ సెడ్ దాట్ వై షుడ్ ఐ లీవ్ యూ బ్యాక్ ఇన్ ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ టు సఫర్, ఐ ఎనీవేస్ వితౌట్ గివింగ్ టు యూ నలిఫై ఆల్ ది కర్మాస్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ది లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ ఐ గివ్ దెమ్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ దే ఆల్ విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు మీ విత్ మీ టు బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్ అండ్ విత్ యూ ఆల్సో విల్ కమ్ బ్యాక్ విత్ మీ టు బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్. దట్స్ ద రిజల్ట్ ఆఫ్ దట్ ప్రేయర్. సో ఇట్ ఇస్ సెడ్ ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ ఎంటిటీస్ హు ఆర్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్ దట్ టైమ్ ఇన్ ది మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ అండ్ గౌరంగ మహాప్రభు వాజ్ హియర్ అండ్ వాసుదేవ దత్త వాజ్ హియర్, ఎవ్రీబడి వెంట్ బ్యాక్ టు గాడ్ హెడ్ అట్ ద ఎండ్ ఆఫ్ దర్ లైఫ్స్ అండ్ దే అటైన్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ జస్ట్ బై ద ప్రేయర్ ఆఫ్ వన్ పర్సన్ అండ్ హీ వాజ్ సపోజ్ టు బి ద ఇన్కార్నేషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాసుదేవ దత్త ఇన్ మామగాజీ. సో దిస్ ప్రేయర్ ఆఫ్ మదర్ తెరీసా, నత్వహం కామయే రాజ్యం న స్వర్గం న పునర్వం, మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్. నౌ ఐఎమ్ కమింగ్ టు మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్, దివ్య గుణం విచ్ ఇస్ బియాండ్ సత్వగుణం ఆల్సో. ఓకే, సో దీస్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ప్రేయర్స్. వాట్ ఈస్ ది క్వాలిటీ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్స్? దే ఆర్ ఇటర్నల్ ప్రేయర్స్. దే ఆర్ బియాండ్ టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్, దే ఆర్ బియాండ్ లైఫ్ టైమ్స్, దే ఆర్ బియాండ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ద జ్ఞాని ఇస్ ది ప్రే ఫర్ ముక్తి టు గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్, బట్ ద భక్తస్ దే ప్రే ఫర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ లవ్, దే డోంట్ ఈవెన్ ప్రే ఫర్ లిబరేషన్. సో ప్రేయర్స్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ ఫర్ అచీవింగ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు ది లార్డ్ ఆర్ ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ ప్రేయర్స్, బికాజ్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ దట్. దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఈవెన్ టింజ్ ఆఫ్ సో కాల్డ్ యాంటీ మెటీరియల్ అచీవ్మెంట్ ఇన్ దట్ ప్రేయర్. వాట్ ఈస్ యాంటీ మెటీరియల్ అచీవ్మెంట్? లిబరేషన్. వెన్ ఐ వాంట్ లిబరేషన్, ఇట్ ఈస్ కన్సిడర్డ్ స్టిల్ టు బి అ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్, బట్ ఇట్ ఇస్ నాట్ యాజ్ మెటీరియల్ యాజ్ హ్యావింగ్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ హ్యావింగ్ అప్లయన్సెస్. బట్ స్టిల్ ద డివోటీ విల్ ప్రే ఓన్లీ ఫార్ లవ్ అండ్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ అండ్ టు హెల్ప్ అదర్స్ అండ్ అదర్స్ టు రిసీవ్ ద మర్సీ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్. దట్ ఈస్ డివోటీస్ హార్ట్. And as spiritual care counselors, we have to come to this level of prayer. Our prayer should be purely selfless, completely in the interest of our counselees and those who are suffering, in the name of God. Jesus Christ prayed, "Oh my Lord, please forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." This is transcendental prayer. Because although he was suffering, as I said, the counselee who offends you to the counselor, right? He was the one who was saving them. He actually came to save them. He had tried to help them. But they only betrayed him. And they nailed him. And they killed him. But his compassion and selflessness was so great that while being nailed on the cross, he said that, "Oh Lord, please forgive me. Forgive them. Because they don't know what they are doing. Please forgive them." Types of prayers. One is glorifying the Lord and appreciating his mercy upon you. It is explained that when we go in front of the Lord, Lord Gokulananda is giving darshan to us. First, we should think unqualified that we are able to get darshan of the Lord. "Oh Lord, actually I am supposed to see Yamadutas. But instead of that, you are giving your darshan to me. Thank you very much. I don't feel qualified for that." And then you glorify the Lord. "Oh Lord, you are so kind, so merciful, so much in my life, helping me so much. Because of you, I am today here in front of you. I can chant your holy name." So many glorifications you can do. Right? Then second element of the Lord to the Lord is humility and gratitude. Gratitude must never be forgotten when you are in front of the Lord. You may forget to glorify him, you may forget to say anything else, but never forget to say thank you to the Lord for whatever he has done to you, whatever ability he has given to you, whatever service he has given to you, whatever opportunities he has given to you, whatever best things in life he has given to you, never fail to thank him. And beyond that, whatever so-called miseries, pains that he has given you, even thank for that. Why we should do that? Because Brahmaji prayed to Lord Krishna at 10th canto. Tatte nukampam susumikshamano. He said that those who thank you when they are suffering in their life, it becomes their right to enter the kingdom of Lord. It is not the mercy of the Lord on them to help them to go in the kingdom of God. But when you thank in pain, still offer obeisances and say, thank you, my Lord. Lord has promised him, that person, that it will become your birthful right to enter the kingdom of God. That's why, even though yesterday there was a bad experience and you couldn't say thank you that time, but you slept in the night, you got up in the morning, got little courage and strength, rejuvenation. Now you can say thank you in the morning darshan. That's all right. You are a human being. We accept that we are not so transcendental. But do make a plan. Resolve within yourself that I will like to thank the Lord for every pain that comes to me. Because no pain can come to me unless it is good for my salvation. That kind of faith we must have. And when we have, as counselors, that kind of faith, your counselees will develop that faith within themselves. When they see you having that faith, they develop that strength of that faith within themselves. Because I told you, you may not speak a lot of words, but if you are very pure in the heart, just your pure presence with them helps them. Spirituality is so powerful. It's not only words and jargon of words. Spirituality is a substance which is completely beyond any worldly situation. You may not be a good orator, you may not be a good singer, you know. Bhima was not a good singer. People would laugh at him when he would sing. So Lord Krishna told Bhimsen that you come to the forest and you sing and I will listen to you. And Bhima would go to jungle and offer prayers to Krishna and Krishna would very nicely listen to the prayers. Our Acharya Thakur Bhaktisiddhanta was known not to be a good singer. His kartal and mridangas and singing would go on three planes. But his prayers were so strong. Hearts would melt, you know. So at times we may not be expert and eloquent with flowery words, poetic words to offer prayers. But your heart, Krishna can understand. That's why prayers have to be very genuine and with gratitude. And the third element is we pray for a benediction. Bhavatad bhaktir ahituki toi. Our benediction asking, a benediction should not be material. You should ask only a prayer, a benediction, which is totally spiritual. I gave you already example of Sister Margaret, right? First day I gave you an example. One who would pray in the morning before coming to office or to hospice. Then while serving the patients, she would offer prayers. After going also, she would offer prayers for all her patients. I will not repeat the example again. And we should have faith that prayers are beyond all material situations, time, place and circumstances. And one more thing you should understand. Prayers done for others are heard faster than prayers done for ourselves. He said that I pray for everybody. There is my selfish interest in that. Because when I pray for others, it is heard fast. And I have a hope that they will pray for me. Even that will be heard fast. I think it's another way of doing, getting fast response from the Lord by inspiring others to pray for you. So never hesitate to ask others to pray for you. Because when the devotees pray, Lord responds very fast. Lord wants to hear what devotees have to say. And the devotees make a plea for someone, the Lord immediately responds. So it is my selfish interest that puts me to pray for everybody else. And I have seen that when you pray for somebody, other person, very sincerely, you can actually assess and see the result of that prayer in the lives of people. Even in a kirtan, when we do a kirtan, I always feel that the kirtan should be never done without a prayer. Kirtan should be never done as entertainment, good music, feel nice, feel good about it. A kirtan should be always, always, always with a prayer in the heart. And when you do kirtan, and in your heart of heart, you pray for each and everybody attending your singing or in the session of prayer, you will see that people will come and respond to you, what they feel about it. That kind of effect is there on the prayer. Prayers can be also focused on some particular people when you pray for them. And those people may not be with you in the assembly. They may be far away beyond seven oceans. You may be in India, they may be in America. But your prayers can be heard, can be received. The benefits of your prayers can be received by people who are very, very far away from you. What to speak of people who are alive? My father died in 95. My grandma died in 73. I was 10 years old. My father died, I was 33, 35, whatever number of years. But I do pray for them regularly. I don't know where they are now, which life, which species, or wherever Lord wants them to be. But because the soul is eternal, so also the prayer is eternal. The prayers will reach them, wherever they are. My grandma must have taken a life, she must have died and maybe gone to another life also. I don't know. Krishna knows. But I know one thing, the soul, the prayers are coming from my spiritual existence. My soul, me is offering the prayer. It will reach the soul without any barrier in between. Nothing can stop the prayer. Time cannot stop, space cannot stop. Circumstances, distance, lokas, transcendental abode, everything is in favor of you when you pray to reach that person. And the person has the feeling and effect of that prayer. So do not be miserly in prayers. Just pray from sincerely from your heart. And that is why I request all of you, when you take a new counseling for counseling, take a moment and pray. Okay, oh Lord, please help me to get empowered to help the person who is coming now. Offer a special prayer for each counselor who comes to you. So actually, who counsels? Not us. The Lord counsels that person through you. Let you become the instrument in the hands of Lord to be able to counsel and to be able to help. That should be our mood. A counselor should never become proud that I am such a successful and great and expert counselor. The counselor should be always aware it is not he who is counseling, it is the Lord who is actually counseling. The words of wisdom are coming by the mercy of the Lord on the tongue of a counselor, and he is able to counsel. Sometimes we come to experience that I never thought like this, that I will say like this, but somehow I said like this and it helped the counselor. That time you understand it is not me, it was he. It is he who empowers you to get that intelligence, to speak and to actually take your counseling out of that miserable condition and become transcendental. So, when we fail in all our efforts, we should submit ourselves to the Lord and pray. And life is always full of failures. Is that true? Just keep in your own lives. Maybe not very far. Last 1 year, so many failures will be there. So many unwanted situations may be there. So many things that you planned didn't happen. So many things you promised you couldn't fulfill. Right? But there is no hopeless condition in that. So we are not the controllers. We try, only trying and efforts is our goal, our purpose. Result is not in our hands. Karmanne vadhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. Our right is only to perform duty. So we try our best and leave the Lord the rest. But when we face the wall, come against the wall, we pray to the Lord. Offer our prayer to the Lord. And we cannot imagine what the prayers can do. In fact, what the prayers cannot do? This is what I feel. Prayers can do everything. Prayers can make happen things which are inconceivable. Like when we were students, we became devotees, came together and formed Hare Krishna Medical Association. And I remember those days when we were students and we were parting 100 rupees for the medical camps, and we were going and doing medical camps, doing kirtan and pravachan there, and prasad distribution over there in the villages. We were very small, young boys, you know. But we used to always pray, let there be a small hospital of 20 beds where we can all can practice together, and we'll have a small satsang program on a particular day in a week, just close by to the hospital, call all our patients over there, and we'll have a Bhagavad Gita class, distribute prasadam to them, have some festival on Janmashtami or Gaur Purnima, and thus we will live together and practice medically. But today, we have been bestowed with a 150-bedded hospital, 80,000 square feet. So, even today, when I am in the hospital working, now 15 years have passed, we are in the hospital, and maybe 30 years have passed since we have been together doing the services. Even today, I feel it's all imagination, it's all a dream. And then I get convinced myself that whatever prayers we offer sincerely and selflessly for other services can be responded beyond your imagination. We wanted 20-bed hospital. That was there. That began with 20-bed hospital only. But when it became such a big thing, we never knew. And today also we feel a very amazed, like an amazed observer, you know, like a person standing and observing. Wow, look at this. What the Lord can do. You know? Beyond our imagination. And I think that much more amazing miracles are in store for us in future. Today we are dreaming that we can give spiritual care by default to every single patient who is suffering in UK. Don't be miserly in your prayers and your imagination also. Things may be impossible at the moment of time. You see, this is all illogical. People who thought Prabhupada was a crazy man, you know, what is he doing? He's 70 years of age, thinking of a worldwide movement, and he has no pen in the pocket, sitting alone like a beggar on this bench in the garden, in the park. But all that, what he talked in sincere prayer to the Lord, happened and is happening today also. And I think much more is happening after he has left the world. Is that right? Much, much more unimaginable situations are happening. So we have to have faith that as long as our prayers are free of ulterior motivation, as long as they are selfish, selfless, and as long as they are for others, they will be responded very nicely by the Lord. And when you keep out of all the prayers for your own self, you will be included in all the responses of the prayers. The more you keep yourself in the prayer, you may get result, may not get result as per the desire of the Lord. But when you keep yourself more and more out of the prayers and pray for others, you will be always included in the responses that Lord gives you in the form of mercy, and Lord will free you of all your anxieties. As counselors, we were told, if you have problem in your life, help others to solve their problems in their life, your problems will automatically get solved. Or your problems may remain there, they may not affect you. Even off late, after being a counselor for 25 years still, my God brother told me, please get into helping more other people. You will experience reduction in the intensity of your sufferings. And I took it to heart actually. And I'm always feeling that. When I'm busy into helping others, my problems don't bother me so much. When I'm alone, my problems, they come upon me again. It's like that. So, we should pray for those whom we love and like. No doubt, we must. But also for those who hurt us and damage our interests. What is the example? Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj was not just damaged here and there. All plans were done by his father to destroy him by all possible means, by all possible ways. But what did he say to the Lord? Lord said, I want to give benediction to you. Ask my Prahlad, my dear Prahlad, please ask. He said, no, don't tempt me, my Lord. Please don't tempt me with such kind of prolobans, you know, for some kind of attractive things. The Lord was insisting, I want to benedict you, give benediction to you. So he said, if at all you want, then please release my father from the bondage of birth and death. He is so sinful, he was so, maybe he will suffer like anything. He said, no, Prahlad, just because you are my devotee, such a person like you is my devotee. Your father is already delivered before even you asked me. And then he asked the Lord, like I said, you should ask for a benediction. Prahlad said, please see that my worry is only one, that I should never offend Vaishnavas. I have only one fear in my life, that I will offend Vaishnavas. Please save me from this tendency of offending Vaishnavas, because I know for you, offending a Vaishnava is the greatest serious thing that you can ever imagine. You can't tolerate that. So please save me from this tendency, this fear that I have, that I will offend Vaishnavas. You can imagine, there is no self in that. He asked nothing for himself. And that it is said that Lord cannot, like what you call, leave such devotees. He cannot live without them. So Vasudeva Datta, same Prahlad, when he became Vasudeva Datta, he said, such a compassion you have in your heart, how can I put you to hell to suffer for the karma fall of all the people? I want you to be with me. And because you desired, I will take everybody with me. When they die, they will go back to Godhead. Please pray for those who are sick. What will you pray for people who are sick? They are supposed to be clinical chaplains. They are supposed to pray. So what would you like to pray for them? Yes.
And give them your connection.
Yes. Definitely. This is perfect prayer. It is sometimes appears to be a little selfish and little materialistic that please relieve me, relieve him of his miseries or her of her miseries. But you should, because you are not asking for yourself, you should not feel hesitant to do that. Because you cannot see others in pain. Kamaye dukkha taptanam praninam arti nashanam. Arti means pain, nashanam. I just pray that the suffering souls should be free from sufferings. But the prayer should be coupled up with that please Krishna Mati Rastu, let him be thinking about you. Please give your memory to them, your remembrance to them. Let them be connected with you. Let them be attached to you. Let them accept, let them have the strength to accept the pains that you are giving them for their betterment as your mercy. Let them not feel averse to you because of the pains. That prayer we should be offering. And there are unlimited variety of statements that you can offer prayers to Lord. The Lord will inspire you when you sit at the bedside of the patient. Sometimes, you know, there are no words you can speak. Nothing more you can do. Just sit next to the patient and tell him, I am just praying for you. For the mercy of the Lord to fall upon you. If you are passing by and somebody is dying on the road, you are in the train and you are on the road, accident, dying, just fold your hands, close your eyes and offer prayers. May your remembrance be upon him. The Lord will hear that prayer. Yeah? Even those whom we don't like, you should pray for them. like you prayed, right? Yes, my Lord, I understand that he was very bad with me. But how can he be doing that without your desire, which is always good for me? So I thank you, my Lord. And I also pray for him. That let him be blessed by you. And I thank you for whatever you have done to me. And lastly, like Vasudeva Datta for everyone. And if there are prayers, and you see there is no result, year after year, what you should do?
Continue
praying. Never lose faith. Don't make the Lord time bound because you are praying for so many years. Prayers are eternal. The Lord is eternal. Life is also eternal and we are also eternal. So if the prayer is not answered this lifetime, keep praying. The Lord is hearing. Don't forget that.
How could it be that our prayer isn't good for us and Krishna knows better? That is why he's answering that.
Well, in all conditions of life, he knows better than us what is good for us. But because he knows very good things for us, what is good for us, it doesn't stop us from praying. Prayer is expression of our innermost sentiments to the Lord. And that we have always right as a soul to express that to the Lord. Even if you feel miserable, we can say, my Lord, why are you putting so misery on me? We can say that because it is a sincere, transparent expression of emotions. As long as it is transparent, without any ulterior motivation, you can also express your agony. My Lord, I'm suffering so much. It's all right. As long as it is sincere and transparent, I'm saying, without ulterior motivation. But do develop a habit to communicate with the Lord in the form of a sincere prayer. It will always put you on a higher platform, transcendental to your material suffering or enjoying situations.
That's what he said to me, but Chandra Puri Maharaj, I mean, he just laughs at me. He says, Krishna's just fulfilling your prayer. So why are you complaining?
Anyway, sometimes life can be very tough even after you pray intensely. But if you have the faith that Lord will not do anything to me if it is not good for me. What the Lord does with the devotee is, First of all, when you choose to become a devotee, the Lord collects all the files of all the lifetimes and brings them to one desk. First of all, he takes the file from Maya Devi in his table and then takes all the files on one table and then deletes all the things that are not necessary for you for purification. And then keeps only those things which are necessary for you for your spiritual purification to come back to him as early as possible. In the process, it appears very intense because it is collection of all the files together. No? If you were to go one file at a time in one lifetime, it would appear slow. That's why people ask, why the devotees suffer more than the others? Whenever you become devotee, it looks like devotees are suffering like anything. Look at Pandava, look at Prahlad. He became devotee, he suffered like hell. So when Gopakumar went to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he said, don't come to us, we are very bad examples. Because we became devotees, we suffered so much. People will not become devotees if they hear our story. That's what Gopakumar was told. He said, go to Prahlad Maharaj, he is a better devotee than us. And then he said something else afterwards, anyways. The point is that, what I was saying, what was the point I was making? All files are brought together. And then, obviously, it is more than what is supposed to be in this life of yours. Although a lot is deleted, but still what is there kept in your plate is much more than what was supposed to be in this lifetime. If we know this, then we know I am suffering a lot which I can't bear. But you should know when I am suffering so much, how much multiples of that is deleted before only. If I were to suffer all that, what would be my condition? Like I was told at 37 years of my age that somebody read my horoscope from a childhood. He was warning me. From 10 years of age, at 37, you will get a multiple fracture accident. You will be in the hospital for months together. It's a major disaster for you. And I also heard later on that Brahma said, Karmani nirdahati kintucha bhakti bhajam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. When one becomes a devotee, his karmas get burnt to a token minimum. And that only remains in your life. The 37th year came. I was very observant. Nothing happened. Year came to the end, nothing happened. And one day I woke up in the night and I was frustrated with mosquitoes and I couldn't sleep with their bitings. And I woke up and just jumped on the bed, take out the net for mosquitoes, you know. And suddenly the door opened of the bed and fell on my leg like anything. On the border of the nail and the skin. Can you imagine how painful is that? And whole night I kept having suffering. And next 15 days, they cut off my nail, remove the nail by surgery. And 15 days, I was sitting in my clinic, seeing patients with the leg raised like this, on a table. So huge bandage, so much throbbing pain was there. 15 days. And that got cured. So I understood that it could have been a multi-fracture accident for 3-4 months. The Lord has reduced it to only a injury on the border of nail and the skin. I could feel that from within. I could feel that by mercy of the Lord. And the same thing after 15 days, again mosquitoes bothered me. And I woke up and I jumped on that and took out the net. And again the same bed opened and fell on my other toe. Believe me, I'm not joking with you. The same on the left toe with the edge of the nail on the skin. And nothing happened to me. I went to sleep in 5 minutes after that. Same incident. Exact duplication, just mirror image. You know? So, once I have experienced this myself, you know, I have complete faith that whatever I am going through now is just a token of what I was supposed to go through. Although it is too much for me, but I know that the plan is made in such a way that everything should be finished in this lifetime only. So that solaces me, that okay, pain is coming, and he who puts you to a thing, he also puts you through that thing also. So if he has put you, Hindi mein there is one song, you know, Tumhine dard diya hai, tumhi dawa dena. If you have given me the pain, give me also medicine of that. And he gives you the medicine also. So if he puts you through, now he also will put you through it. That should be our faith. So if it is tremendously painful, still next morning, go and say, thank you my Lord. Please give me strength. I only pray one thing. That you can give me whatever you want. But do not fail to give me strength to bear and say thank you to you. And I think he is also giving that strength. This is my experience. What you were saying?
How do we understand this
That is an external form of service which may be taken away from you. But the ability to chant Hare Krishna, ability to pray Vandanam to the Lord, ability to worship Him in the heart is not taken away from you. Even if you are imprisoned in jail with your hands and legs tied, still in the mind you can worship the Lord, do all your services in the mind. What stops? Nothing can stop. Maybe the external aspect of services may be taken away and the new services may be given to you. And how it is good for you, how it is happening like this, we cannot understand anything. Everything is inconceivable, but we have faith that this is my Lord. He is not my enemy who is doing all these things. He is my Lord who loves me, who cares for me. He is doing all these things. So, I cannot maybe accept that on the spur of the moment when I am emotionally surcharged. Next morning, I reconcile within myself, get up and go and say, thank you my Lord. Thank you very much. Yes. Another aspect of prayer that we should not order the Lord with a particular prayer. We should always say, if you so desire. Yeah. Thank you, Mother. His life is a miracle of devotees' prayers and his own spiritual substance. I'm sure he was in 20 days in coma in Hindu Hinduja hospital. He must be having a dialogue with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What do you want me to do? And maybe the conclusion was that, please go back again and do some more service. Came back. We were with him for 2.5 months at Bhaktivedanta hospital. He stayed for a month in Hinduja, then he came to Bhaktivedanta. 2.5 months we served him there.
Yeah. 100%.
I was going to conclude with that.
Yeah.
So ultimately, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the ultimate, simplest, and the most sublime prayer that we offer to the Lord. If you have no words, no intelligence, yeah.
We'll have, yeah. To empower each other.
Yes. Thank you, Prabhuji. You have completed or you want to say more something?
I was going to say one thing that regarding Mataji's point. My very dear Vrindavati godbrother Tribhuvana, he was preaching in the Middle East and he would go through so many things. In fact, he was arrested, he was put in jail, and sometimes the jailers would come and they would put some dry bread in the middle of the floor, and it was a fight between the people in the same jail and the rats as to who would get the bread first. But he mentioned that actually it was the best time in his life, because actually he didn't have to focus on anything else except he could chant Hare Krishna without anything else to distract him from just chanting his japa all the time.
Like he's not here now, but when apparently things appear to be like everything is lost, everything is taken away, even service to Krishna is taken away. It may be a plan to give you seclusion so you can pray nicely to the Lord.
Yeah.
Who knows what is in store for us, or what is good for us, how it is good for us. You have to just ask Krishna, ki, let me find out the best purpose that you are doing it for, so I can appreciate it. Let me not be in a situation where I come to a state of blaming you. Why? Why me only? I don't want to be in that situation. Let me be in a situation where I can always thank you. With full understanding, not emotional. With full cognizance that it is you and it is good for me. Yes, Prabhu.
So doesn't that mean that service is not just activity, but it is consciousness?
As I said, service, as I said to her also, that physical service may be taken away from you. Service may change also. But ultimately, a prayerful heart is what Krishna loves. Why we do service? Why we do so many services? To develop a loving, grateful heart towards the Lord. That is the ultimate goal. And that for
serve. We should not serve for the sake of serving, just to keep us busy or something. Service is meant for us to become grateful and to love the Lord ultimately. And the Lord gives you opportunity by taking away your physical service. So what? He'll put you in different service. He'll help you to pray. He'll help you to thank Him. That's what the devotees we read in the Russian history, that fountain bread. That Sego and Gego. Who are you in drama? That, you are in your Gego? Yeah. You have wonderful drama, salted bread. Very beautiful drama. In that, the devotees were put in concentration camps. They were even tortured intellectually. They were given drugs in such a way that even they lost their consciousness, I mean, intelligence, and they were confused, and they were like bewildered. They were made into a frenzy. You know. Such kind of torture was done to them. Even the ability to think also was lost. But these two devotees were also separated by two different jails. But what Sego and Vego did was, they were given bread to eat every day with only salt. So some of the bread, sticks, whatever slices, they would be saved. And they soaked and they made beads out of that. And they chanted on those beads. And Sego died with that bread bead in his hand. What garland he was wearing? The newspaper he made into flowers and made a garland, and that he would offer mentally to the Lord. And that Mahaprabhu garland of the newspaper he would wear himself and chant. There was no service for him. Apparently, no service of book distribution which he was doing before, and Harinam Sankirtan, everything was taken away. He was tortured intellectually, physically, emotionally, everywhere. And he was in concentration camps in God forsaken place in Siberia. But he was chanting Hare Krishna. Died when the people came to just move him, he just fell down with the paper garland, with the bread bead in his hand. So where do you think he must have gone? He has to go back to God. There is no question, there is no philosophical, emotional, sentimental doubt about it.
He had made a tilak out of toothpaste.
Yeah, I forgot that. Toothpaste tilak. That means what? No situation can stop a sincere devotee from serving the Lord. There is no, when Prabhupada and Rupa Goswami said, there is no material impediment to devotional service. What does that mean? This is the example.
He was in Padmasana, lotus, when he left his body. And then people took him to Kaku. And then they realized that he had left the body. Padmasana, the leaves in the hand, tilak.
Where? In the concentration camp in Siberia. Not a holy place like Vrindavan. But remember the Lord at the moment of end of life.
I beg all of you to please see that
drama
because we both are there in that and please bless us.
There's one passage which always struck me in Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes, because actually I was thinking today, oh really good, I'm going to learn something today about how to pray, you know, and how to pray for the welfare of the people who we're trying to help. But in the Nectar of Devotion, Prabhupada writes that one of the important items of devotional service is to recite notable prayers. Because we can learn an enormous amount about the nature of prayer by reciting these notable prayers by the Mahajans, by the great devotees.
Yes.
From them we can learn what is the right attitude, what are the right ingredients of prayer. And one of the very interesting things I noticed from the prayers we see in Srimad Bhagavatam is that the devotees are not asking anything for themselves, except maybe a little bit at the end. But even then, it's on a transcendental basis. But most of the prayers are factual glorifications about the qualities and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is really important because then we can learn a lot and keep ourselves focused. This is actually the nature of the person who we're praying to. And what a wonderful person who is so kind and loving and extraordinary and beyond our imagination, but these prayers are factual statements about who he is, and we can become completely in transcendental bliss when we're just reciting these prayers and appreciating who Krishna is and becoming grateful for what a wonderful person we're part of.
And Prabhupada also told many times that if you don't know how to pray, you study those prayers and repeat those prayers. So, we end here for this session.
Yeah, just a quick one. You talked about attachments to the service. An attachment to the service, obviously, there are two kinds. One is just a selfless service, which is done as required. And the second one is one which I want to do. Those are the ones when they're taken away, the second part. That's where we feel emotionally so drained out. Why me? Why my service is taken out? So we've got to be careful how we actually provide the service. And especially, I'm saying, you know, what we are going to do at the end of this course has to be in that particular nature. I know you mentioned it beforehand, that this is a selfless service. This is re-emphasizing what you just mentioned.
Yeah. Even if we get a paid situation tomorrow,
yeah,
sometime,
it has to be selfless.
It should be selfless from the heart. You may take a remuneration.
Yes.
Maybe the system will come, like in USA, yes, the hospice services are paid. Everybody is paid.
Yes.
People pay or charities pay, and the employees are paid by that. Even in a hospital, the spiritual care counselors are paid salary. But we tell them that don't make your work as a job.
Yeah.
Make your work as a part of your devotional service to Krishna. Mm. If you keep it as a job, then job kind of reward you will get.
Obviously.
But if you take salary, no problem, but if you do it from heart and make yourself fully available, kaya vacha mani, then Lord will reward you. Prabhupada will reward you. Okay? So thank you very much.
Thank you.